All right, today's No Sweat News. Here you go. I'm just going to turn my screen here so David can see this picture. Oh. A fashion brand's new sandals will make your feet look like Scooby-Doo paws.
Oh, I love that.
In a post seen at WRAT.com right now. The luxury fashion brand Givenchy just unveiled three-toed sandals where your big toe goes through one loop and then your next two toes go through another and the last two toes go through the third loop. And since the models in the photograph wore them with thick brown tights, and the sandals themselves are brown, you look like you got Scooby-Doo toes.
Oh, I see. That's weird because, yeah, you see only three big toes
right
on the person's foot. So it does make them look like some kind of monster.
Scooby-Doo!
Yeah, I mean, Scooby-Doo-ish, but...
If you're looking for a Scooby-Doo outfit for Halloween this year, this could be a good start.
That's a great start. Right?
Sadly, however, since it's Givenchy, we expect these sandals to go for about $1,000.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe hold out for Christmas. Put it on the list.
I don't need them bad.
Speaking of Christmas, Dateline Christmas for story number two. See, now this is a good idea. Half Christmas trees are on sale again this year.
I like this.
Half Christmas tree.
What is this again? I mean, I know what a Christmas tree is, but they just saw it off in half, or...
Yeah. You get half a tree. It's not half a tree from top to bottom.
Oh.
It's half a tree. They cut it in half lengthwise. You put it up against the wall, so you only have to decorate one side.
Ah.
Hey. See, now I like this because I'm a lazy son of a bitch. Okay? Mm-mm. Half the tree. Half the time to decorate. More time for drinking.
Yeah.
But hear me out. Hear me out. People don't like to decorate the other side of the tree, or they're forced to do it because they stick it in front of a window to impress the neighbors.
That's right.
Right?
You got to put that thing in the window.
Well, hear me out. What if you got a small apartment, and there's not a lot of tree room?
Then it works.
You push it up against the wall.
Sure.
Cut it in half.
That's smart.
I mean.
Do you pay half the price, though? You better.
Yeah, it's definitely less expensive.
Okay.
Either way. It's October 13th, so none of this should be on sale yet. You sons of bitches, you get me to talk about Christmas and before Halloween.
Yeah.
I see what you did here.
Well, it's your fault.
This is not right.
You were the one who read the story.
It should not be on sale yet.
Damn,
I don't want to hear a single Merry Christmas before October 31st.
Plus, I'm not lying. I gotta put it in the window if I can.
If I can, yeah.
It's not so much the neighbors. I like to put it on, and then when I come in, it's like when you come into your house. Oh, look
it's
at
all
the
cheery.
Tree!
Yeah,
look at the tree.
I hear you. Yeah, no, I hear you. Dateline, Tennessee for story number three. Now I don't know if this is touching or just unbridled insanity. I'm going to let you decide. It's either homespun Norman Rockwell, total touching, or this guy is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. 34-year-old Danny Frazier just got busted for doing $30,000 in damage to a cemetery. He's breaking headstones, using digging equipment to cause all kinds of problems.
What the hell?
And when they finally arrested him, why did he say he was doing all this damage?
Why?
Well, his grandma was buried there, and he was trying to resurrect her.
I shouldn't laugh. I feel bad for the man that he wanted to reunite with grandma.
It's nice. It's
this
touching.
Is not the way to do it.
Maybe what, Ouija board is better?
Or just
page through the family photo album?
I suggest, yeah, that's what I would prefer.
Right.
Reminisce. Just use the old noggin and think of times of you and grandma having some fun together and maybe not be some creepy grave robber, essentially.
And get busted for vandalism and criminal trespassing.
There's a lot he messed up with.
Well,
there's a lot.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll see you Friday for the quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.